Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back
for Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
To confuse these two, you see, vampires are not zombies. They're as disparate as separate species can get. Oh, they're as different as creatures can be. But they're close to each other in the alphabet. Well, vampires take a lot of pride in the clothes they buy and the way that they dress. But the zombies would wear what they died in. They got no sense of style, and they couldn't care less. Well, they only have two things in common. They're a whole different animal and pedigree. But both of them used to be human, and they're close to each other alphabetically. Well, vampires and zombies will never be similar except alphabetically. They were human before they were the things they became, but they are definitely not the same. Well, vampires know very well they are handsomer and stronger and smarter than you are, but as zombies they can't even spell. And that's why they send them to the end of the queue. Well, vampires have beautiful voices. Well, they laugh and they talk and stay inside all day. But our zombies make guttural noises. You see, they have no thoughts and they have nothing to say. They're flip sides of the animal kingdom. Well, an expert can easily identify a variety of differences between them. And alphabetically, W, X, and Y. Well, vampires and zombies will never be similar except alphabetically. They were human before they were the things they became, but they are definitely not the same. Zombies and werewolves and wargs and witches are scary. Well, I mustn't ever let them surround me. Just a kitten toward the end of the dictionary. You should never put your trust in a vampire. He will act like your friend and sink his teeth in someday. But a zombie isn't much of a liar. You always know just what he's thinking, which is, I'm hungry. And a vampire once loved a zombie. Like a Montague with a Capulet. They were torn apart by their families, but they'll always be close in the alphabet. Well, vampires and zombies will never be similar except alphabetically. They were human before they were the things they became, but they are definitely not Certainly not. Definitely not the same.
Well, I guess you know what time it is once again here on Out of the Woods. Yes, happy Halloween, everybody. Kicking off the show this week from Robin Bieneman and his CD Songs About Lessons Learned. And of course, Vampires Are Not Zombies, probably one of my favorite Halloween songs of recent vintage, came out a couple of years ago. And I think we played it the first year it came out. We usually generally skip a year before we play it again, so we don't do the same show year after year after year. But it is my favorite show to do every year because I am a bit of a spook myself. I was born on October the 31st. That's right. At about 3:45 in the afternoon, just before the sun set. All right, we're going to kick off this set with a track from Langhorne Slim from his CD Long at Last, Volume 1. This one's called Zombie on Out of the Woods.
Now you washed up on the shore. priest come down with a Bible and a shovel. A drunk plan for the afternoon. But the women were weeping, they're all in love with a drowned man. Still in a lagoon. His skin was soft like a dog's ears, maybe. A blue was the endless sky. An expression of peace in his warm, sad eyes. A smile danced and mesmerized. And now he washed up on the shore, an eclipse of the moon, naked as a god, he took over all the gloom. He almost seemed alive as I sang my tune. I will never be the same.
Back home baking them buttercups, I'm off in the woods looking for Sasquatch. Got more nerve than the average man, cause I sit on a rock and I think about God. Do you ever give a thought about old Bigfoot, where he came from, and if he's gonna stay put? If he ever thinks about me and you, does he do all the things that the monkeys do? I hope he don't get mad to pray for immunity, but I'm gonna catch him if I get the opportunity. Couldn't understand my perplexity, trying to permeate a life's complexity. Does he wash his hands? Does he think about men? Would he ever like a pie or collect beer cans? There's a Bigfoot woman strutting by his side with a bunch of little feet not far behind.
I could call him Chester, call him Ramus, put him on TV and get real famous. Me and Bigfoot, friends for real, with a record contract and a business deal. Hope he don't get mad, to pray for immunity, but I'm gonna catch him if I get the opportunity. Couldn't understand my perplexity, trying to permeate life's complexity. Back home baking them buttercups, I'm off in the woods looking for Sasquatch. Got more nerve than the average man, cause I sit on a rock and I think about God.
Way down in East Texas, where the mystery flows, their lives big ticket, ah, where everything grows. All kinds of plants and all kinds of critters. Diversity reigns, long summers. Cats and eagles, cougars and snakes, alligators and beavers, and the legend has it that wandering this land is a wild, hairy creature that walks like a man. Texas was born. There were stories of the creature 7 feet or more. We heard about Bigfoot and Sasquatch by name. Well, the wild Well, everything grows in thicket. Why not a wild man?
Yeah, that's right. That's where I hang out. Right there in the thicket. Brand new from Jim Wiley from his CD, The Artisan. That was Wild Man of the Thicket, which was themed appropriately coming out of Sasquatch from California and their old CD there called Traveler, early 90s on that one. We had Strangled Darlings in there, former guests of ours on the show, from their CD, The Devil in Outer Space, and one they call Blue Sailor. Very spooky stuff there. And we had Randall Crom from Sentimental Season doing Train of Zombies, coming out of Langhorne Slim from Long at Last Volume 1 in his song Zombie. Yes, that's what we're doing. Happy Halloween, everybody. Chip Calkert here with you. We have a quick break to take. Going to get it out of the way for station identification. We'll be right back after this.